Time for Community Matters, brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems, joined today by Julia Raby, Executive Director of the Sullivan Valley Community Foundation, and Colleen Eberle, who we're going to sort out exactly how we need to title Colleen. I'll just say Colleen Eberle. I think that's a nice title, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, I think so. We sat down and I told Julia, I said, what am I exactly doing here? You don't really need me.
Are you lost? Did you make a wrong turn? No. But you guys are here because it's that time of year again, match month. And so, Julia, I'll try to throw it to you here because maybe, first of all, just explain what the concept is about for people who are not familiar with it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So match month is November. Every year for the last several years, we've had this initiative, thanks to Dane G. Hansen. The foundation out in Western Kansas has offered us a $50,000 match if we were able to raise $50,000 locally. And then over the last several years, they've increased that match and helped support our local foundations. This year, we've added a new foundation. Patterson Family Foundation has actually offered us $70,000 in matching funds if we can raise $70,000 locally. So this is an exciting month for the Sullivan Valley Community Foundation to really increase in their visibility, but also their community impact fund. So this money goes into our unrestricted fund, and with the opportunities that we have a potential of raising $240,000 for our community. So that's kind of a nutshell what Match Month is all about.
Now, of course, you've been part of this for a very long time, Colleen, mm-hmm. and you can maybe explain where some of this money goes in regards to, you know, people hear money and like, okay, great, now how do we apply it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the money, like Julia said, goes into our unrestricted fund. It gets endowed, and we use that money to help support our biannual grant cycles. So if you're a nonprofit in Mitchell County, you know we run a competitive grant cycle in the fall and the spring. Part of those grants are supported by the Dane G. Hansen Foundation, and then part of it, we use our unrestricted fund to help support those grants. And then we also did Dream Big a couple of years ago. So that was money that was unrestricted. And we're really excited this year in the spring of 2024, we're rolling out a new initiative. It's called Give to Grow. And it's actually going to be a matching opportunity for the nonprofits of Mitchell County. So we're going to take all of the benefits that we've received from Match Month with the Dane G. Hansen and kind of apply those concepts and help grow the capacity of our nonprofits in Mitchell County.
What would be some of the examples that we've already seen that have been helped by these grants?
So some of the grants that we've done, well, the trails mm-hmm. will be, there's actually trails in a lot of our communities. Mm-hmm. Tipton Woods has a great trail system. But then recently was the Solomon Valley River Trail.
Mm-hmm. Which is very cool, by the way.
Yeah, if you haven't been out there, it's awesome. The city of Beloit had already built kind of like a limestone trail mm-hmm. On the backside of the Nutrien parking lot mm-hmm. is kind of where you enter. And then there was a great crew from NCK Outdoors has designed and cleared kind of like a multi-surface trail for mm-hmm. biking, walking, all of those sort of things. So that was one of our Dream Big projects. A lot of our grants have gone into the schools. There's been so many grants, even from the beginning of the foundations, which is 10 years old now, of Chromebooks, of robotics, of STEM, different things that the schools are really needing to take their students experience the next level. The foundation helps with that. We also help a lot with our nonprofits in the form of like our American Legion, our Knights of Columbus, different projects if they use a community center. The thing with the grants is it has to benefit the whole community. So it can't be just a member program. One grant that I was part of that was really exciting to me was during my time at the Chamber, we got the downtown sound system. Mm-hmm. And so the Sullivan Valley Community Foundation gave us an initial grant. Community businesses gave us other part of that funding. And then Dane G. Hansen helped us actually finish off that large request. And so that was one of the specific projects that I was a part of.
The bike trails are pretty cool. My youngest and I went down there, and I knew the limestone part, but then the last time we went was, I think, a few months ago, maybe the summer anyway. I didn't realize they'd cleared out to where it reminded me of when I was in college where my friends and I, we'd go biking. It was really awesome, and I didn't realize that they'd cleared that out. And so, it's a nice long trail, and mm-hmm. there's a little bit of a challenge for somebody older like me and mm-hmm. even for the younger kids. So that's really cool if people like the bike or walk or whatever, even go for a jog. You could do that down there. It's pretty cool as well. Talking to Julia Raby and Colleen Eberle, they're with us talking about Match Month here during the month of November. All right, so Let's get to the nuts and bolts of it in regards to what, how can people donate or help with this, raising the money so the funds are matched, and take us through that process.
Sure. So all of the donations that are eligible for match have to be given in November. So you can write a check and mail that to P.O. Box 369, Beloit, Kansas 67420. And you can also donate online. So our website is SolomonValleyCF.org, and you'll see a give button on there, and it'll kind of guide you through. We have a banner there as well about Match Month and how to get that matched. So those are two ways you can donate.
And on another level, too, I think we talked about this last time you were here, and we talked about it during the Dream Big as well, is that if people have ideas or things or needs for the community, you guys are obviously really open to hearing that so that maybe something could be considered, right?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I do in this role is to kind of consult with nonprofits and talk about different projects that they're working on, if it's eligible for our grant cycle, or we can connect them with other grant opportunities. So we have partners with the Hansen Foundation, with the Patterson family now is doing different initiatives. We also work with our local medical foundation, and they do a great job of supporting community projects. So even if we can't give them the funding specifically from, you know, it's not the timing or it's not the right project, we can help them get connected to the right proper funding. So
go through that again in case people just missed. So in the month of November, if we hit all the goals, it would be a total amount of how much?
So the total amount would be $240,000.
Yeah. We increased our Match Month goal. So that's kind of something that we've been trying to tell people. People, we've been doing Match Month for 8 years. So this is, I think this might be the ninth year of Match Month. Or maybe this is the eighth year and we've done it for seven. But anyway, it's always been a $50,000 goal because we've had $50,000, up to $50,000 that will be matched.
Yeah, we can
match it out. So this year it's up to $70,000.
Right.
And we set our goal at $75,000. And we have this new little tagline that says, get a match, make a match. So anybody who donates during the month of November, if it's the first $70,000 in, they will get a match. And then after that, any money that comes in will help make a match for our nonprofits in the spring. So the goal is to maximize what we can get matched and then also try to raise a little bit more so that we ourselves have a match pool for the nonprofits.
I gotcha.
Going into the spring.
Yeah, makes sense. Anything else you want to add before we let you go or that we haven't covered or touched upon here?
I just want to thank all the donations that we've already gotten in. We have amazing donors here in Mitchell County. That's how we've made the foundation what it is because of our donors. And our community impact fund is over $1 million because of these initiatives that we've run over the last 10 years. And that's thanks to our donors. So we just want everyone that does support the Solomon Valley Community Foundation to know how thankful we are for you and appreciate your giving and your sacrifice. And we just are excited to gain new donors and just continue to work as hard as we can to keep Mitchell County strong and just continue to see it grow and be there for generations to come.
And once again, if somebody wants to learn more about the Match Program or if they want to donate,
absolutely. So they can visit. The best place to visit is our website, SolomonValleyCF.org. You can find us on Facebook as well. We have weekly updates of all the exciting activities. We're actually going to Tipton after this to have a coffee. So if you're from Tipton and you want to come have coffee and a free donut with us, we'll be at the cafe at 9 o'clock. And so SolomonValleyCF.org or mailing address is P.O. Box 369 in Beloit at 67420.
Awesome. Julie Arabia and Colleen Eberle with Solomon Valley Community Foundation. Thank you for your time here today. Community Matters brought to you by Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.